Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 35 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy, with me as always, and for the final time until the event, Tim. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, it's great, Steve. Are you excited for the official World Cup Report Super Prediction Spectacular?
Yes. Yes, I am. to be fair, I have not been prepped on these questions, so we're just going to go off the bat. Basically, what happened is they released a lot of information that we didn't expect them to do.
Yeah, no, that was super exciting.
So, I mean,
all the rosters, everything.
Yeah.
Finally.
So it's nice that they released it all. It gives us something to play with. You know, you went through all the information and kind of figured stuff out, and then we're going to make some prediction questions, and basically it's all your show this time.
Yeah, yeah. I only put it together prediction questions.
Okay.
I didn't want to put you on the spot Jeopardy style with stuff like how many squads have the exact same rest configuration as ours?
Ooh, how many?
Well, what's your guess?
Oh, Lord, I don't even know what our configuration... Why don't you tell people? Obviously, I know. But why don't you tell everybody what we are taking as a squad?
Yes, of course you know.
Of course.
So I'm playing Skaven, very popular team. We also have a Lizardman team and an Orc team. Those are all some of the most popular teams. You have Norse, which is over 100 of the teams, or the squads have a Norse team, so it's moderately popular. Then we have an Amazon team, and our least popular team is a Chaos Renegades team, which is still right in the middle, about 70, I think 69 teams.
So if I were to guess how many had our exact lineup, I will say 17.
17. So to check this, what I did is I just went through every squad that had a Chaos Renegades team.
Of course.
Because then I only had to look at like the least number of teams.
Yeah.
And going through that, I found exactly zero other squads with the same configuration.
Wow.
Yeah. And that way, I did not even find any that had five of the same team. There probably are some. It's just the five teams that aren't Chaos Renegades, but I did not check that. So
is it the Norse and the Amazons that's causing the issues? I assume.
It was kind of everything. Huh. I mean, there would be three or four of them all over the place, but it's never all five or all six.
Wow. Well, that's a indication of things to come, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that question's an indication of nothing to come, because I don't have any other questions prepared like that.
No, I just mean like when we go to the event, like,
oh yeah,
it's not going to be what we think. You know, we're going to see a lot of varied squads.
I think so. I mean, really, I also like kind of put together a thing just for my own information of looking at like all, say, the top 25 squads where they put out. I think Mike Davies put out a document with them ranked by Glico rating, basically. Yeah. So I went through like the top 25 squads and just kind of looked at what their race configurations were. And I mean, you see a lot of what you'd expect with, I think like the first eight or so have a bunch of them have like both Dark Elves and Skaven, tons of both those teams.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of surprises in there. So yeah, not any major ones, but there's a couple Black Orc teams on the top 25 ranked squads. That was a surprise to me, for example.
Any stunty teams?
No actual stunty. Or I'm sorry, there is some halflings. Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't count stars. Them because they're pretty good, but nothing other than halflings.
Okay. Well, that's cool. As we were discussing before we started, I will be leaving the Sunday. What is it? The 3rd. Yeah. I'm leaving out Sunday, the 3rd. Which I believe, based on the schedule, this will be coming out the 5th. And I'll be in Madrid on that day.
Exciting.
And I believe you said you're heading out on that Wednesday, you think?
Yeah, the 6th, I believe. Morning of the 6th, we leave. So.
Yeah, I'm basically going solo. You're taking the wife and kiddos.
Right.
So whole different type of trips there.
Yeah, likely so.
But should be interesting. it's crazy that it's almost here, as everyone, I'm sure, is feeling the same.
Yeah, I can't believe it's like a week away.
I know. And then...
And days away from when people are hearing this.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, it kind of sucks. We weren't able to do many episodes, like, interviewing the people running it, or talking about the town, talking about food, or talking about other stuff. And, I mean, at least we made it through the teams. That was the main thing. Still would have been nice if we could have got it done before the cutoff, but we were limited in our ability to do so.
Yeah. Yep. It is what it is. And I would have liked to do even just interviews with our squad mates, but I thought maybe, you know, after the event, maybe we'll get around to that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
We've, having done both down for like 12 years now, and then this for, I guess, technically 5, however you want to look at it, I always think to myself, like, I'm going to record at events and do interviews with people and, you know, all this type of stuff. And I bought a really nice recorder. Like, I can actually record really well in places, even better if I take extra microphones and stuff. But I've never done it because it's just, I go and I just want to have fun.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I don't need a job.
Yeah.
I got to have fun and focus on playing.
Yeah, like, the only way I could conceive doing that is, like, somehow in the future doing a Patreon, because I know Scott wants to go to World Cup, and I also know Scott's not going to go to World Cup unless someone pays his way, and if we can somehow force that to happen, you know, that I could see then, like, doing extra reports or something, but even then, it's just, you go to an event to have fun and not think about stuff.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's so big, it would be... It would benefit the event probably for people to go just to report on it. So who knows?
Well, maybe in the future.
Yeah, not this time.
Definitely not. So with all that rambling aside, you want to go ahead and get into the meat of the episode?
Sure. So I've got like some prediction questions here that I thought we'd just kind of run through and both throw a prediction at, even if they're the same, and then just add them on to kind of our list of bets and see how it goes.
So should we use this as like a tiebreaker?
No, sure. Yeah.
So if we tie somehow, and we came close last time. I can't remember. But if somehow we tie, or there's a question, we can always come back to these and determine who would get the tiebreaker.
Right. Sure.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So lay it on us.
So, yeah, we'll get going here. So, let's say first, which country do you think our first opponent will be from?
I mean, we got to say Spain, right?
I mean, it's the smart bet.
It's the smart bet. So, I don't want to do the smart bet, so I'm going to say America.
Nice. Okay. Well, in that case, I'll take Spain.
Yeah, I mean...
I was going to go something else, but...
Okay. Realistic...
America. You get all America countries, or you mean the U.S.?
I did mean the U.S., but I will take all America countries. That will save me a little bit.
Right.
Because I would like to think that most likely in their software that they're going to not pit people up from the same country, which if that's the case, then it's almost guaranteed you're going to play a Spanish team if you're not a Spanish team.
You're right. I mean, almost half the teams are from Spain, so that would have to kind of happen, really, largely.
So if they don't do that, which we have no idea what type of software they're using or anything yet, then just for fun, you know how it always is. You go to a tournament, you know, 2-3 states away, and you end up playing the guy you came with.
Yeah, yes. Oh, I ran a tournament where I messed that up and did that in the first round and then didn't repair, and I felt like such a jerk. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's not easy to do. I mean, it's especially when, like, we've at Oklahoma Bowl, we've had people who will... meet up from different states as like a group and then come down. And it's like, well, you guys aren't in the same state. What do you want us to do?
You're right. Yeah, right. Yeah, like if I played Drew or something.
Mm-hmm. So that's one loss for me.
Yeah, pretty much a sure loss. Well, just on that same note, let's go with, do you think we will win our first round match?
So if I'm going with the idea that we're going to go up against a Spanish team, then that's going to eliminate a lot of the really great teams from Italy and England and stuff. So then we have to look at the Spanish teams of how good of a quality team are they. Mm-hmm. They're also in Spain. And the last time I played a Spanish guy first round, he was super drunk and flashed me. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Hoping yes, that they're already yeah. drinking.
Nice. I'm going to say yes as well because I can't let Drew down like that.
Well, yeah, of course, that too.
I was saving this one for later, but I guess since you mentioned it, do we think that Steve is going to get flashed again during this tournament? We've got a minimum of 9 opportunities.
So do we, or is this any time during the weekend?
Oh, man, it has to be by our opponents.
If
that's
it's
only fair.
By an opponent, no. However, I fully expect that there's going to be either that guy there again who somehow remembers me possibly because the word got around, or someone jokingly has heard the story and knows me and will do it.
Or listen to any of these episodes.
Yes, yes.
And it's going to be like Mark Perry out there.
Like not the full Monty. Like if they show anything under the kilt or skirt, then it counts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that counts. I'm going to say yes. I'm putting the over-under at 0.5 times of full Monty's for Steve.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good one.
I guess going into kind of like the meat of the event, let's go with what country do we think will have the winning squad?
Italy.
Steve thinks Italy.
Yeah.
Great choice. Yep, they have a lot of really strong teams, certainly.
Didn't they bring it home last time? I think they did.
Didn't they? I'm going to go with France.
Yeah.
I think they have the best team and a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they want revenge for not getting the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love the revenge narrative. Now I feel smart. Well, what do we think? What country is going to have the last place squad?
Oh, Spain.
Yeah, that seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against Spain. That's just half the squad. So
again, half the squad. And it's home territory.
Yeah.
So you're
way more likely to, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to possibly have a squad who's lost 5 games and just like, you know what? Screw it. We're done.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely the most likely team to just go home. Should we eliminate teams that didn't play all their matches? If we can figure that out?
Yeah, because then you'll have 9. Yeah. I still think it's going to be Spain, but I think overall Spain's just going to have the higher chance just because they are the hometown. And they have most of the teams.
Right. Yep. I agree. Well, along the same vein, how high do we think the highest U.S. team might finish out of 373 teams?
Basing this on last time, we have more squads. Theoretically better coaches from the U.S. I'm still going to say 37.
Okay, I think I'm going to go a little higher and say 22. There's definitely several good squads, especially us. Boom.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's not including us winning it overall.
Yeah, right. I mean, after us, right?
So for that one, we're going closest, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Closest number away.
Yeah.
Which definitely gives you the advantage if the U.S. team does terrible.
But gives me the advantage either way.
I mean, think you played it safe. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's only the top 10%.
I think the highest ranked last time was 31. Is that correct?
That sounds about right.
Can't remember exactly.
How about this? Like, which star player do you think will appear in the highest ranking team?
Still think it's going to be, the highest ranking team.
Not squad, team.
Yeah. That's a harder one. You've had more time with this question. What do you think?
So this isn't what I was going to say before I looked at all the rosters, but I think I'm going to go with Varric Gulchewer, primarily because he seems to be the main underworld star player. There's a lot of Morgue too. Yeah. But it seems like he's the primary Underworld star. And I got a good feeling about Underworld in this tournament performing better than expectations, just because they have the entire time of 2020 rules.
Oh, yeah.
But and there's a lot of other good choices.
Varrock's great, too.
Yeah, he's pretty good and very affordable.
Yeah. I always, and again, this is just because I played against him, but the jump up is so, so powerful, especially when you don't think about it. Because you don't expect jump up on a star.
Right. Yeah, that's not like what you're thinking about when you're playing against Varrock until it's too late sometimes.
I'm going to go with Thorsten Stoutmead.
You may want to reconsider, Steve. I believe there are zero of him.
Then I will not choose him. That makes sense, though. I mean,
but that'd be great if it came through. Like, what are the odds on that bet?
It worked amazing. Man, I want to go with something different, but I don't think I can. Because if it was squad, you could take a risk because you could have a star player on a lower ranking team, mm-hmm. and they just do extremely well in the sixth spot. But for the team,
and really a team that does well is probably less likely to have a high ranking player in a sense.
Yeah, that's true. Truth to that.
I mean, the really highest teams will have high ranking players, but you know, a lot of like the top 10 players might be on low teams just because they're
Griff.
Getting easy matchups. Griff?
Yeah. I'll put it out there. I mean, someone could crutch him and do extremely well and end up, you know, getting a lot of wins.
Yes. Yeah, I think the extra cost on Griff definitely kept down how much there is of him at this tournament.
There's no doubt.
But he's amazing, and there's still a decent amount of him.
Yeah.
Well, in honor of Griff, let's go with which race we think will win most touchdowns.
Skaven.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
I don't know of anything else that can compete now.
Yeah. There is more Wood Elves and more really good coaches playing Wood Elves than I thought there would be going into this tournament. And they've performed well in these rules, but I don't know. There's so much Skaven, and they're so good.
Trying to think if Skaven got it last time. I think they did.
Should have been Elf Union.
Yeah, it should have been. Three away. But
yep.
My people wouldn't have quit on me.
Yeah, that's probably two more.
At least.
At minimum, yeah.
I had three people quit on me in like early in the second half.
Oh, you had three? Yeah, that's probably three.
Either two or three. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was three because I remember it being like a third. Wow. And at the end, when I heard that, I'm like, no, I could have had more. But at the time, I was just happy with the win. I'm like, I'll take it, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. What do we think will win most casualties?
See, that's a better question. Halfling.
Good choice. I think that's very smart.
I'm only saying that.
I didn't win that with halflings at Adepticon, and they were great.
Yeah, as I say, that's the only time I ever came close to an award at Chaos Cup was when I randomly, you know, happened to take halflings with Deep Root, mm-hmm. and was just tearing people apart. And it came down to me and Anders the last round, and I was behind him by one or two, and I ended up sitting across from a Goblin coach, being extremely happy, and then watching him stand up, move away, sit down across from Anders, and a Chaos Pact team sat across from me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, nah. So that was
the
fun.
Burn.
Yeah.
Well, I think I will go with the aforementioned Chaos Pact / Renegades as my choice here.
That's solid, too.
I think there's a decent amount of them. They got a lot of Mighty Blow. I don't know.
You got your big guys.
Yeah. Some of them even have four with a Zug or a Borak or whatever.
Very nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, Borak. Not Borat.
Not Borat. Lord Borat. A little different.
Yes, I found you. Very nice.
That's what he says every time he fouls.
God, I'm... Thank God we thought of this now, so there's not someone who thinks of that and goes, I have to do that, and gets like a Borat figure, and that's what we hear the whole tournament. Very nice, I foul you.
Exactly.
No ideas, anybody.
Well, I guess you could follow that plan up with my next question, which is, which race will win Best Painted?
How do you even, with their custom Lord
Borat figure?
God.
I think they're doing multiple Best Painteds for different categories. Yeah. But I just figure if we get any right, then there you go.
Yeah, because there's no telling. There's nothing that really goes, this team's going to be awesome versus this team. Drew Blood Miniatures, the guy who did my Norse team, he did an amazing orc team with construction workers. They were amazing.
I think it's goblins. I was going to say that because of that team.
Oh, they were goblins. That's right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I got to change my pick now.
No, I mean, goblins is great because they give you the characteristics. Someone could go crazy all in with Amazons because they're new.
Sure.
I think I'm just going to pull a logic and say Skaven. Not Dark Elf. Dark Elf, the new models, I don't think you can do great with those. They're fine. But Skaven, there's so many different variations. Like, I mean, heck, if I was going to go for, like, a pinpoint pick, I'd say a Pirate Skaven team.
Oh, cool. You get double points if that's what it is.
I'm fine with that.
I'm going to write that down here.
I mean, if I get Pirate that, I should get, like, 5 points.
Pirate. Well, I guess...
Are you going with Goblin? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Goblins. I'm going to count on Drew Blood Miniatures to come through for me.
Yeah.
I've seen that team. It's awesome. His other work's awesome. You better not win with him painting your team. Then I'll feel dumb. I had the right idea, but not the right team.
I couldn't even put that team up there. I mean, I didn't do it.
I don't think you're allowed, right? Yeah.
Like, even if I was allowed, I couldn't do that.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. I get it. Totally agree. Well, this is a big one here. What race do we think will finish at the top?
How do they determine that? Like the highest, like the number one team, what race will it be?
Or,
yes. Okay.
The number one individual team race.
Yeah. I mean, we have to say Dark Elves, right?
It's the smart bet.
It's either Dark Elves or Skaven.
Probably.
I'll say Dark Elves.
I'll say Skaven.
Yeah. I let you have that one. I kind of wanted to pick Skaven, but I've been picking Skaven for a lot of this stuff. And
sure.
Since you're playing it, I was like, I'll let him have it.
Yeah, I feel like they're a little more prone to like high variance where they could just have an amazing 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Elves are more workmanlike to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, this is probably the one that's closest to my heart/stomach. What day's lunch do you think will be the best?
Oh, do we have a list?
Yes, I believe one day is paella, and they're making like this big giant cauldron thing of it in a fancy manner, and then doing paella.
Yeah.
The next day they're doing a similar thing, but some kind of Spanish pancake. And then the last day is like a Serrano ham sandwich.
Yeah. I was going to see if I could find it real quick. I mean, we have to vote paella. It's the regional specialty. It's the one they're talking the most about. And everyone loves it. How do we vote on that, though?
Well, I don't know.
Is it our own personal preference?
We just know. We'll eat it. Then you know.
Well, if it's our own personal preference, I'm the ham sandwich for me.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to like the other two, most likely.
What?
Yeah.
You're crazy. I'm going paella. Big time.
And I
love ham.
I will be very excited to see how the paella is. Because, again, I was born in Spain. My family lived there for about 4 years. And during the time, my mom who, God bless her soul, was not a good cook, decided to keep some of the recipes. So we had paella growing up, and it was not good, to say the least. So I'm sure this is going to be better. It kind of has to be. But I have a bad experience when it comes to paella.
Sure.
So
that's funny.
Luckily, there will be other food. And if I don't like it, I mean, I'll try it. Open mind. I'll happily try it. But, and again, like I said, my mom was not a good cook. So we shall see.
Sure. Yeah, I assume if you don't like the paella, they can get you some of their regional favorite paella instead.
I think they have, like, other food stuff there, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Based off the tournament itself, I thought, how many of the days do you think the tournament will finish on time?
0.
1 to 3, or 0 to 3. Okay. You're saying 0.
I was like, 1 to 3, that's not fair. This is not a put down on the organizers in the slightest. I'm sure they're going to do the best they can. It is more a reality of having 2,200 people and trying to wrangle cats.
Yeah, oh yeah. So many.
Even our tournaments, when we have 40 people or 50 or 60, whatever we have, heck, 10, you know, if we're on time, we're happy. But that's not always the case. We try to make up time. And it's harder to make up time in situations like this because everything is very much set in stone. So if we get behind, it's just going to get more and more and more behind.
Yeah. I'm going to give them 1.
Okay.
So there they go.
That's fair.
They got to come through for me 1 time.
It's going to be Sunday if it is.
Yeah, right. Yes. Okay, then I just got a last couple here, which are kind of personal finish stuff for us.
Okay.
Firstly, I'm going to say, which of our teammates do you think will have the best record? So I would say excluding us. So the teammates.
Good. Well, I could put you in. No.
Nah, no.
Man. I'm going to give it a chance. Chance is a very good player. I know he's been trying and, you know, he's done well lately. I'm going to hitch my horse to him.
Ah, you jumped my idea. I was definitely going to go Chance. He's just well versed in orcs.
Yeah.
But I guess since you went with Chance, I'll go with Drew.
Fair.
I think it could be any of the four, certainly, but I think Drew's probably all around the best player.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. Anyway. Drew for me. So then personally for you, what rank do you think you will finish at?
Like overall out of 2,253?
Yes. And again, we'll just go off closest. Ugh. You know, not going over nothing, just farthest away.
Ugh. God, I hate answering this.
I know, it's hard.
Well, I mean, it depends on if my dice come through to me, because they've abandoned me completely.
Saving it up for here.
I know. So I'd have to be more than 1,100 to be 50%. I'm going to say 1,284.
1,284. You know what's weird is I was planning to have 84 and my number, too.
Well, mine is based on Green Lantern, Space Sector 2814.
Oh, makes sense.
So I will rearrange that.
Perfect. I'm going to go with 584.
Nice.
Might be conceited, but not overly so.
I hope so, man.
I feel like I could make the top quarter. It's my goal, anyway.
I would love that for you and for me and for everyone on our team.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm counting on Drew and Chance to do real good, so I'm playing like the third best people the whole time.
Of course.
That'll help.
I I tell you, man, just it's Norse. They're so flaky.
Yes. And
you're right. Like, my dice are saving themselves for Alicante. I have to believe that. Like, I just got a whole new batch of team dice, and I've been rolling them just to see, like, are there any great ones here? 5, 5, 6, 5, 8, 5. Well, that's awesome. 2.
No. Oh, wait. How do you get an 8 on one dice?
No. That's on 2 dice.
That's not
how
so
it's
good.
Been going.
Ugh.
I know. So, yeah, anyways, we shall see. Either way, I'll have fun.
Yeah, yeah. I know last time you kind of had the slow start and then the big turnaround finish, so.
Yeah.
Didn't you go like 0-4 and then 5-0 or something?
No, I won my first game for sure.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I think I won the first game, then lost like 3, and then came back.
Yeah. I know you ended up like over 500, if I remember right?
By
like
5-1, I think. Yeah, I think it was 5-4.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'll be happy for ties because they're not losses.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
And
ties are totally okay.
I am absolutely, don't want to jinx it, knock on the wood. I absolutely am in a better team now to get ties than Elf Union.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say that Norse is a better race at getting a tie, probably, than Elf Union.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not better at getting a win, necessarily, but better at getting more ties.
Yeah,
losses.
If I get 3 wins, 5 ties, and 2 losses, I've played too many games.
But I was going to say.
If I get 3 wins, 4 ties, and 2 losses, I'll be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like I'm not going to be real upset if I'm over 50%. I'll be disappointed in myself if it's under that. But
I will. I just don't want to lose like 3 in a row like last time.
Sure.
That was such a horrible feeling. Like, what am I doing? Am I really this horrible player? I'm not, but things happen, you know?
Yeah, at least hopefully since it's a team tournament, if you have those kind of slides, the team's not suffering for it all those times and overcomes it. But then I guess you feel real bad if it's like 3 losses in a row and they cost your team the match every single time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, man, that would be crushing. Oh, okay, that better not happen.
I don't want it to, trust me.
I meant for me, not for you, but for anybody.
I don't care about you. I care about me.
Right, yeah.
Definitely. I'm honestly not going to be upset. Like, I can't get upset. It's a team tournament. If someone loses, they're going to be upset about it. And if that costs us the round, I'm not going to be happy. But we got more rounds to go. Or if we don't, then we get to go home.
Yes. And, you know, one person losing almost for sure can't cost you the round.
Right.
Unless everyone else had a tie.
And if everyone else did, maybe someone should have won.
Right. Yes. Maybe they were closer to that than that one person was to not losing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But I guess to finish it out, talking about the team, what rank do we think our team will finish at out of 373?
Didn't we already predict that?
No, I don't think we predicted our team finish, no.
I know.
We did the highest American team.
Right.
Oh, I got it.
There you go.
No, yeah, we said number one.
God.
I don't mean in their hearts.
I know.
I mean in the results.
Well, obviously, if I picked like 37, 38 for the highest American team, I would love if we were the highest, but I don't think we will be. We came in second last time, if I remember correctly. For the American teams, we squeaked out there at the end. We almost got first, but the other team got a win instead of a tie. There's how many? 350?
373, I believe.
63. 64.
All right.
That's a shout out to Scott because that was his old player number in football.
I'm going to go with 84 because it's my favorite number.
Fair enough.
As you can see, because I used it on like every one of my predictions, basically.
Hey, no, you got to do that.
Yeah. But I think we can do better than that. But if we hit there, I wouldn't be disappointed. You know, that's well into the top third, so pretty good.
Realistically, At what point do we get disappointed? I know for I'm not going to get disappointed unless we lose every single round.
Sure.
Like,
it'd be a little before that for me.
Well, for sure.
If we're 1-8, I wouldn't be too happy.
I mean, it's going to depend on the situation, obviously. And I feel like we can win 3, 4, 5 rounds, just depending on who we get matched up with. Yeah. Obviously, winning earlier, you know, you get matched up with maybe lesser good teams, because there's still a wide number of them, or squads. And then versus later, when you start getting the wins and going up against the really good ones, because they're, I don't know. But as long as we get over 500, I'll be happy. If we're close to or a little bit under 500, I'm not going to be super disappointed. It's just, I wish we could have done better.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm kind of in the same bucket, you know. If we'd, like, put in hours and hours of prep or something, I'd be more disappointed if we couldn't at least make it over 500. But and even, like, where we finish, I would like us to be around at minimum 500 in our performance.
Yeah.
I don't care as much where that puts us at finish-wise. I just definitely would feel like I want us to win or have, like, over half wins.
I want us to be competitive. Nice. And, like,
yes, being competitive.
The thing is with this is we don't know who we're going to go up against.
Yeah.
And we could easily go up against the best team in the world. And then the second best team in the world. And then the third best team. And then we could go up against a team that is made up of 3 horrible players and 3 of the best players for that team in the world that they're playing. So, like, do we get disappointed because we got a tie out of it? No. I mean,
sure.
And it's just, we can't control everything. And as much as I want to do everything, and I will do my best, and I'm going to push the ball to the wall if I can, or, you know, get a tie when we need it, or however, ultimately, if we're doing what we're doing and doing the best that we can, and stuff just goes the way it does, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's still Blood Bowl, too.
Absolutely.
Know? Like, you can't predict what's going to happen, and 9 games is a long time, so probably statistically you wouldn't have a 9-game slump.
No, you shouldn't.
But it could happen.
I mean,
and
I should.
It has in my life.
Yeah. And it would suck, but
yeah.
You know, if the ref gets really mad and takes out 2 of my players, 2 of my best players on 2 consecutive drives, or the opponent gets 3 blitzes in a row and they're scaven, I'm kind of SOL over there.
Right. They clear your line out every start of every match on the first part of the drive. You know,
I set up, they receive, and 3 of my guys are gone immediately.
Right. Hard to overcome those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Especially if it happened like every single game. It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Just do your best. You can win those still sometimes.
Yeah.
Not like give up, but.
Or at least draw.
Makes it hard.
Yeah.
Makes it hard.
But, I mean, we shall definitely let people know how we did. And we will, I'm sure, have plenty of stuff to complain about and brag about, hopefully.
Yeah. If nothing else, that paella.
I'm hoping so. I really am. But yeah, other than that, it'll be great to see everybody. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's been any meetups planned that I know of.
I loosely heard of some, but like I know there's like a loose Squad Chaos meetup and a loose all the American teams should get together, but I haven't heard anything beyond the idea that it should happen.
Yeah. So if you see us out and about, we will have our Mid-Americal Dust Devil jerseys on. We'll try to get a picture posted to Facebook when we all meet up in Alicante.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And feel free to say hi. It's pretty much all I got.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited to see everybody. That's for sure.
And we'll
play like lots of Blood Bowl.
And like last time, I know you didn't go last time, but we will love to speak to you. Do not expect us to remember your name. That's no slight. Like, I had people come up to me all weekend last time, like, oh man, you know, I wrote to you about 5 years ago. I'm like, I am sorry. Yeah. I appreciate it. I do not remember. Or, you know,
I'm lucky I can remember Chance's name.
Yeah. Or afterwards when I do a recap and I'm like, yeah, I met a lot of really cool people who I don't know in the slightest. There were so many people. There was so much going on. Like, certain things will stick out. Certain things don't. It's not a reflection on other people. It's normally a reflection on what we're doing at the time.
Right.
You know, especially like when everything went to heck last time and I'm trying to, you know, find the other squad people and get things figured out. People were stopping me and saying hi. And I'm like, hi, I'd love to talk more, but I have to go do something. Hopefully there's no problems this time.
Yes.
Knock on wood.
Hopefully things run generally smoothly. That will be exciting.
Yep. All right. Well, for myself and Drew, who will be there for sure, I will say goodbye for now. I do not know when we will get an episode up after the event. I will try to post some stuff to Facebook, but who knows?
Yeah, hopefully some post during.
Yeah. And I will let you have the last word.
This time I'm going to go with hasta lo pronto.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between Three Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.